This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, we are at a pivotal stage for the biofuels industry in this country. It's on the cusp of being a part of the future in environmentally responsible aviation fuel options, but seems to be no closer than it was a year ago. The industry's been vocal about its ability to be a right-now solution for the efforts to clean up the environment, yet those who want to make the changes have tunnel vision and only focus on the electrical option. It's a turbulent time for the industry, but also one that is loaded with so much promise. And as we get ready to vote in November to pick new leadership, the Renewable Fuels Association has already picked its new leadership to go into the next year. We'll talk about that and visit with their new chairman next.
Hey there, Iowa. Ready to hit the road with fuel as dependable as our farmers? Choosing biodiesel, made right here in Iowa from our own soybeans, supports our local farmers and helps keep our air clean. From farms to freeways, choosing better, cleaner, now biodiesel fuels progress while preserving our environment. Drive with purpose. Drive with biodiesel. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. This message is brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association and powered by the Soybean Checkoff.
The biofuels industry is well aware that in November we will be picking a new leader in this country, and it'll be a new chance to keep sharing the benefits of a homegrown fuel option that doesn't rely on foreign drills or mines to power our infrastructure. The Renewable Fuels Association has long been a strong voice for the industry and is preparing to see what the next administration will hold. RFA is also going to have new leadership at the same time. The organization elected new leaders to bring them into the next phase of the biofuels industry. Jeff Eastman of Azitlan Bio in Wisconsin has been elected the new chair of the Renewable Fuels Association, and he talks about the challenges he sees in the short term.
The upcoming election, I think, will be pivotal for the ethanol industry. Regardless of who wins, we need to immediately establish relationships with the new leaders in Washington. The first 6 months of any new administration really are, these guys are trying to learn as much as we're trying to teach them. It's very chaotic, I guess. But I think organizations like the Renewable Fuels Association excel at getting out there and making those connections with the right policymakers.
Of course, sustainable aviation fuel has been a hot topic that has not gained any clarity in the past year or more. Eastman says that this clarity is going to be essential to help the biofuels industry understand what's going to be expected and how tax credits for production will work. These are credits that have been promised to be explained to us, but have yet to be done so.
On top of that, everyone talks about it, and it's a 45Z tax credit. Gosh, we need clarity in that. I mean, part of the Inflation Reduction Act is crucial incentive for the ethanol industry, but much remains unclear. Preserving and gaining further guidance on 45Z and other IRA credits is essential to promote our industry's growth. We're at a critical juncture where more specific direction from the IRS is necessary. Along with that, the expansion of E15, the momentum has been amazing and the shift that we've seen, but we got to get legislation. We got to capitalize on the progress.
Eastman says that we're at a period of time where the industry is starting to experience a resurgence. However, for every positive opportunity, many roadblocks are being put up in the way of biofuels, many times by the very people that seem to want an alternative to fossil fuels. But one area they can't block is the demand in exports.
This continued boom in ethanol exports has been a vital factor in maintaining the balance in the markets. And it's imperative that we continue to grow these international opportunities. And knowing that, the RFA recently joined the Climate Ethanol Alliance, which is a global organization that promotes ethanol. It's not necessarily a trade organization. We're not trying to compete with any other folks, but it shows the benefits of ethanol on a global perspective and how it relates to some of the decisions that are made at IEA, FAO, and other global organizations.
For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.